And I'm very pleased to welcome to the top table here the six members of our Ice Dance figure skating team. And I'll just introduce them briefly, although I think you know most of them. To my immediate left are the reigning Olympic champions in ice dance, Tessa Virtue from London, Ontario, and Scott Moyer from Ilderton, Ontario. Next to them, Caitlin Weaver from Waterloo, Ontario, and Andy Poje from Waterloo, Ontario. Next, we have Alexandra Paul from Midhurst, Ontario. I had to double check if I had the right name. And Mitchell Islam from Barrie, Ontario. So I'm going to ask each of our athletes to just say a few words about their experience to date. Mitch and Alex arrived late last night, so their experience is a little more limited than the others. But Tess and Scott, just talk about how it feels to be here again.
Well, for Tess and I, this is our third day in the village and at the Sochi Olympics. And to be honest, it's really exciting coming out on the plane. We both said that the excitement kind of hit us, the wave. So we've carried that through our first couple of days of practice. Today we're enjoying a day off and taking the team event. We're really excited that KNB takes off today. And you know, we always talk about being a part of a bigger team, a greater team, which is the entire Canadian Olympic team, and being in the Canada Athlete Lounge. And you know, that hasn't changed in Vancouver. It's still just as special. And you know, I feel like we always said this in Vancouver, maybe it's just in our minds, but we have a good feeling, a good momentum going into these games, and hopefully we can carry that through with our results.
This being our first games, everything is so new and exciting. It's overwhelming right now because as soon as you walk off the plane and see those rings, it becomes real and it becomes that dream that you had as a child is coming to fruition, and it feels amazing. But we're just trying to enjoy every experience that we have. It's an amazing time so far, and we hope to make many memories from these couple weeks here, and we got a chance to skate the main rink yesterday, and that felt nice, comfortable, and warm, and we feel like we're feeling good going into the event coming up.
Yeah, for us, like Barb said, we just got in last night, so it's still setting in a little bit, but definitely as soon as we got off the plane, the excitement was definitely setting in. We're super excited to be here. Just like Andrew said, it's overwhelming, and it's all new for us. For us being our first games, we're so excited. We're looking forward to representing Canada, and we're just so fortunate that we're here with such an incredible team of athletes. Especially, particularly our skating team, which is such a big team this year and so strong. And we're looking forward to learning from people like Tess and Scott, from Kayla and Andrew, some of the more senior members of the team. Like I said, we're just still really fortunate, and we're super excited to get started.
Hi there. It's hard for us to hear anybody refer to anyone out there as a senior. I'm just wondering, with Professor Scott, you know, with the Russian coach and Russian competitors, games in Russia, what's your intel on what you're going to face from that?
Well, it's interesting because after a home Olympics in Vancouver, there was a lot of talk about this being sort of enemy territory, if you will. And we don't feel that in the league. It's such a welcoming and warm place to be at. We're so connected to Russia, probably in part because of Marina's influence on our career. And I think with the program we've chosen, in particular our free ends with the Russian classical music, it was all with Russia in mind. So we're thrilled to be here. Surprisingly, we have a wonderful fan base here, so we have a lot of support, and we're grateful for that.
Yeah, question over here.
Another question.
Just a second.
Yeah. Another question for Tess and Scott. I don't think you could be classified as underdogs because you are Olympic champions, but the last few meetings with the American team, you were edged out. Do you feel like a little bit of the underdogs, or do you still say, hey, you know, we're the champs?
that's a tough question. I mean, I don't think Tess and I have really thought about that. We're trying to use kind of both sides. As you said in the last couple of meetings that we've gone our way. But we feel very confident in the way we've trained this year. We feel confident we're peaking at the right time. We're a different team than we even were in December last time. And we feel like we're ready to take this one. We feel it's our games to have, and we're going to win. So at the same time, yeah, we know the Americans will be strong. We know that the Russians will be strong. We know the Canadians beside us are going to be really strong. So Tess and I always focus on our own job, and that doesn't change. So for us, this week and this month is all about just doing the best that we can and having our own Olympic moment. You know, this is a moment in our career that we'll never forget, and we want it to be perfect just for us.
Hi. I think I just want to kind of come off of that question for Tessa as well. In the last news conference, the Canadian Olympic Committee was talking about the transformation for Canadians and maybe led by Canadian athletes at the Olympics, who used to come to say, I just want to perform and do my best, but that there's been a shift in mentality, which is we want to win. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because your sport is very much about, you know, expressing yourself and being satisfied with that. But is there more to it than that?
I think that's something, as a country, we've really embraced that approach of coming right out and declaring our goals of winning, you know, on the podium and other sports leading the charge. And as an athlete, it's really interesting because we have to believe that we're going to win. And part of saying that is, I don't know, holding yourself accountable. So, you know, if you say it out loud, then yeah, you have to really back that up. So there's part of that, but I think there's the fear of sounding arrogant. And as proud Canadians, that's the last thing we would ever want to be perceived as. So I think, you know, we have to be confident, and we carry that within ourselves. And we're not really afraid to say that we want to win. I don't think anyone competing would think differently.
Did you have a follow-up question? No, this is my mic right there.
Sorry, I was just curious, because the team event is a new event, for people back home, what's your advice about how to watch it? And then, what are you looking for?
For the eye.
For anyone.
Well, it's an interesting concept. For people back home, I would say you should be very excited. An event that we have a really good chance to be at least in the mix. I know people at this table and part of our team are to be on top of that podium. We have some big competition, and you know, we have to have some amazing skates to get there, but I think Canadians should be excited about this new event. The point system is not that complicated. You know, if you do well and you end up at the top, it's pretty easy to kind of follow along. And Barb can take you through some of that if you want. But, you know, I think it's interesting for the fans. You're going to see kind of a preview of what you see in individual events as well. So for someone like for Tessa and I and Patrick, you know, it's kind of the start to our games. It's interesting because there's just as much at stake. Tessa and I were talking about this yesterday. I think it's easy maybe for some people to overlook the team event, but it's an Olympic gold medal, and we're here to fight for that. And you know, you have to take every single chance that you can, and we feel really lucky that we're able to go at 2 Olympic medals in one game. In our sport, that's unheard of, so it's very exciting.
It's a question for Caitlin and Andrew. In the team event, there are 2 substitutions allowed. Are you ready to substitute if called upon? And B, is it your desire to become involved in the team?
That's a difficult question, but I would say that we definitely prepared and are at ready to compete in the team event, because we feel like it would be such an honor and a privilege to to represent the country in the team event, in an event that I feel like Canada is strong. I'll let Kevin take the rest of the
question. Like Andrew said, we've been prepared for this competition, and we've worked so hard to be ready for anything, and I think that's part of Olympic experience, is expecting the unexpected. But I think that Canada has such a great team, no matter who's on it, that we'll be so excited to either be skating or be right on the stands cheering. So just to be involved in this amazing, I think, record-breaking figure skating team is an honor.
With Scott and Tessa then, would there be any impediment to you skating both ends of the team event and then the individual event?
Not really for us. For the ice dance event, maybe it's a little bit different, but as I said, we're here to fight for the Olympic gold medal in both events. And, you know, we made it clear to see Canada, we do want to skate both. It's very similar for us. Even our plan for Vancouver was similar, because we went early and we skated run-throughs in practice, complete run-throughs, and the timing is exactly similar. So from a peaking standpoint, it's exactly the same, so it doesn't change anything for us. And, you know, it is tricky because we have those skaters and such talented, we have such a talented roster, you know, we can kind of put a couple dance moves forward here, but ultimately it's the athletes, it's not really our call, and we're just going to let leave it in the hand, capable hands of, you know, Mike Slipchuk and the Canadian skating team.
We'll take a question from Steve.
So Scott or Tessa, Evan Lysacek touched on this yesterday, just getting a chance to win a second medal at a skating competition is something that he sort of said that skaters are always a bit envious of other sports. You know, if you're downhill, you got a chance at a Super G and that kind of thing. Do you guys think the same that way, that it's just sort of cool to get another chance for a medal?
Well, I'd like to be Ross Phelps and come and get eight, but Michael Phelps. Ross Phelps is a volunteer for a team. Seattle Lozan was a volunteer. I mean, yeah, I think that's a great... It's an amazing opportunity to be able to go after two medals, and we are kind of envious of the speed skaters who, well, not just the speed skaters, but we are close to the speed skaters. We share the venue, we share the building, and it seems like every other day they're going after another venue. But I can't talk. Another medal, and you know, we are a little bit envious of that. So I guess that's why we're so excited about this extra event. But you know, figure skating is special, and that's part of. That's what makes your moment so special, is you have to do it within those 4 minutes. I think that's part of the beauty of the sport. So, you know, but just besides that.
Rose and Mike's right behind him.
Isn't there a risk with the team event that it would sort of become the B event, in the sense that can you really be expected to bring the same kind of intensity two competitions within the same fortnight? Isn't this like take a bit away from, I don't think it takes anything away from the real event. See, I'm calling it the real event.
As Scott mentioned, I mean, as athletes, it's our job to be ready. And we're here at the Olympic Games. It's such an opportunity. We've trained and prepared for this to the best of our ability. So we're ready. And I think that's all we can do, but I don't think we're certainly not thinking of it as the B event, that's for sure. You know, if anything, it's a great chance to get a feel for how our programs are in the building, in front of the crowd and judges, and some feedback, because then we'll have 6 days after the event, if necessary, to make some tweaks before the individual competition. But having said that, what we do in practice is about 100 times harder than what we're facing here these next.
Scott and Tessa, you're the captain and assistant captain here. Do you have a speech prepared for the team or anything like that? Sort of new blocking type speech?
Don't let me down.
Not really. I
hope that we're kind of a close team in Canadian figure skating, and I think leaving Nationals, we had some meetings, and I think we had a special feeling in the room, and I can honestly say in my career is one of the most inspiring moments of that I've lived, and hopefully some of the younger athletes felt that as well. So we're just trying to create the right atmosphere, inclusive atmosphere. We have some really young members. I feel like I'm veteran at 26, so for figure skating, that's a little bit crazy. But we're just trying to create the right atmosphere, and I think our strategy is going to be to, you know, let everybody do their own job. You're here for a reason, you know what you're doing, and we're just here to support you. And that's going to be my message, I think, to the team, is you have a chance to have an Olympic moment, and you go out and enjoy. You don't owe anything to the team, just have your own moment.